Chapter 19, Elisha, Gentle Prophet of Peace. This chapter is based on. To Elijah had been committed messages of condemnation and judgment. His was the voice of fearless reproof. Elisha's was a more peaceful mission, to strengthen the work Elijah had begun, to teach people the way of the Lord. Inspiration pictures him as coming into personal touch with the people, bringing healing and rejoicing. Elisha was of mild and kindly spirit, but that he could also be stern is shown when, on the way to Bethel, he was mocked by ungodly youth. These youth had heard of Elijah's ascension and made this solemn event the subject of jeers, saying to Elisha, "Go up, thou bald head, go up, thou bald head." Under the inspiration of the Almighty, the prophet pronounced a curse on them. The awful judgment that followed was of God. There came forth two she-bears out of the wood, and tare 42 of them. Had Elisha allowed the mockery to pass unnoticed, he would have continued to be ridiculed by the rabble, and his mission in a time of national peril might have been defeated. This one instance of terrible severity was sufficient to command respect throughout his life. For 50 years he went from city to city, passing through crowds of rude, dissolute youth, but none mocked him as the prophet of the Most High. Even kindness should have its limits. The so-called tenderness, the coaxing and indulgence toward youth by parents and guardians is one of the worst evils which can come on them. In every family, firmness and positive requirements are essential. Every child should be taught to show true reverence for God. Never should his name be spoken lightly or thoughtlessly. Reverence should be shown for God's representatives, ministers, teachers, and parents, who are called to act in his stead. In the respect shown them, God is honored.